You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guests are here to talk about one of the most popular events of the fall, the Capital Brew Fest. Welcome Corey Mills, chair of the event. Hi, Corey.
Hello. Nice to see you, Shelley.
Yeah. And with you is your husband, Andy.
Good morning, Andy. Yes.
Yes, good morning. Yeah. No, yeah. It's wherever you're at in your day. Yeah. Well, welcome, Andy and Corey. Corey, how did you get involved in this event?
So actually, my husband and I moved back to Juneau. We were from here. Our families are from here. And when I was down south, I was part of Rotary in the Sacramento area, and we put on a brew fest that was more like 20,000 people. But when I came back, it was like, we have Alaskan brewing. I mean, I feel like it's the core of microbreweries in Alaska, you know, the start of it. And so we just thought we should really have our own event. It shouldn't just be Haynes. We should have something here in Juneau, too. So that's what kind of got us started on the idea and a way to raise money for good causes in the community.
Absolutely. And Andy, how about yourself? Is your connection with the Brewfest the same as Corey's or
right, yeah.
A little different?
Third generation Junoite. So wow. This is home, and went down to California. I went to college there and everything. And when we I've been to the Haynes Brewfest several times, and it's a lot of fun. It's a spring event, and we thought, okay, there's got to be something in the capital city we can do. In the fall is a great time, right? We were told by many folks, there's kind of this period during the summer, the late fall, where we could absolutely have some kind of great event. And with Alaskan, and then, of course, we have three more breweries in town, Barnaby's, Devil's Club, and Forbidden Peak that have all started. This is a really happen in town when it comes to craft brew options and breweries. So this is a great event that highlights both our local and across the state other brewers who come, and they have such a good time with the local breweries that they're doing their brewer talk and having a great time. So it's fantastic.
And you're both involved with the Juneau Rotary, and the Rotary clubs here in town are – I'm so impressed by them. They're active. Their membership is strong. People are solid. They stay involved for years. What motivates the two of you to be a part of the Rotary Club?
Well, I mean, my dad was involved in Rotary. We're actually in the same Rotary Club still. But what really motivated me was I was a Rotary Youth Exchange student. So Rotary helped me go to Germany for a year. I learned a new language, learned a new culture, and it really changed my life. I mean, it prepared me for college. It prepared me for life, gave me skills that I never thought I'd have, gave me an appreciation of cultures. And it's just one of the things Rotary does. I mean, Rotary really believes that if you become friends with someone in another country, it's really hard to think about making war with that country. And I really found that to be true in my travels. And I met a lot of other exchange students from around the world. And it's like, I know people in Brazil. I know people in India. And you just think about them more as people than as an amorphous country. So anyway, that's what motivated me. I knew coming back that when I got to the point where I was an adult, in quotes, never quite, still don't know if I feel that way, but that I wanted to join because I really do feel like it has an impact beyond its walls.
Yeah. And I joined much later. Denny, her father, introduced me. And when I saw that $100 could buy a wheelchair for someone in a foreign country and give them mobility where they were sort of trying – they were either carried around or they had a makeshift. And that wheelchair made a huge difference in their life. And that's just one program at Rotary. I mean, clean water, eradication of polio is what most people know. But you can see what you can do locally – in the state, around the country, but really 1.2 to 1.4 million, depends on which year you pull the number, Rotarians around the world. And there's Rotarians working together to solve some of the world's problems and help their communities, but help people around the world. It's a cool organization to be a part of.
Wow. Well, I'm impressed with the Rotary clubs here in town and impressed with both of you as well. So there are two Rotary clubs that have a part in Brewfest, is that right? One of which is Juneau Rotary, the one that you're a part of.
Yeah, so the Rotary Club of Juneau, we're the founding club. We've been doing it now. We're on 11 years. We took a gap year because of COVID, did something a little different, but we're calling it our 10th annual. And we partnered this year with the Innovators Club, which is a smaller club here in town, but decided to kind of join forces to make sure we had the number of people we did to put on a good event and to just spread our dollars a little bit farther.
The Innovators is that other club, and the Innovators 58. They're a newer club, but you can see the energy in their mm-hmm. members. It's fun having them a part of it. They've really brought a lot to the table this year, and we're super excited to be partnering with that other Rotary Club, because you can feel the energy of the two different clubs working off each other to make this a better event and have more people participating.
Well, what are some of the things that your club supports, and are there any current projects that will directly benefit from this year's Brewfest fundraiser?
Yeah, I'll start with one that was very recent for us, and Corey and I helped out our club on this effort. We knew someone that worked for OCS, Office of Children's Services, and they identified a family that had five foster kids, all with special needs. And they had a backyard that was not fenced, and so that they ran into issues where the kids playing out front might run off. And at one time, I think one of the kids actually ran into a snowbank, was hiding, and they couldn't find him for a while. And it was very stressful for the family. They wanted the ability to let the kids run around, have fun, enjoy childhood, but needed the ability to make sure that they were safe. And so our Rotary Club, finding that need and finding out that OCS couldn't provide that, found this area where we could come in and build a fence around that. So that was a summer outdoor project during COVID. It was a mm-hmm. great project because we were all outdoors. And we built a fence for that family, and now they have their entire backyard to let the kids have fun and freedom and still be safe. And so that was just one local project, and certainly Brewfest helped make that happen.
And what we're focused on this year, actually, and we're kind of joining with the other clubs, but this event will help raise money, is, it's great we have food programs for kids in need during the school week, but we're focused on how do we get them food on the weekends. So mm-hmm. coming up with packages, food packages that they can go home with, and make sure that they're getting the food they need on the weekend as well. So that's a project we're all kind of forming together to help get off the ground this year.
And how important is Capital Brewfest to your clubs as the annual fundraiser? It's the big one?
Yeah, it's the lifeblood. I'd say we used to have an additional fundraiser, but it's, especially with COVID, kind of fallen off. It's really what gives us the money for us to make the impact we can on the community.
Capital Brewfest takes place at Tracy's Crab Shack. That's Tracy's 2, right across the street from KTOO, this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. Anything you want to share with people who are planning to attend?
So there's different types of tickets, so that everyone knows. You have a VIP ticket that gets you in at noon. We only have about 12 more of those. We're at about the 700 mark on tickets, and they're going fast. So one thing I'd note is we usually sell out, so get them beforehand. And then the general admission gets you in at 1 p.m. Until 5 and other...
Yeah, and then this year we have 18 booths with brewers, distributors. There's ciders and meads. There's just a lot of options for folks. And we look forward every year to having something different brought in from around the state or even across the United States from the distributors, or even around the world. They have stuff from overseas. And sampling new things, a lot of those you can get in the store here. You can ask, where can I get this in town? Some of it you can't, and it's your great opportunity to have something that you wouldn't normally be able to taste. And so we're excited about having all those options available.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited to try something new as well. Corey and Andy Mills, thanks for being here today. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, hear about the Rotary Clubs of Juneau, and hear about Brewfest. I'm looking forward to it this Saturday. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You.